did what you told me. I didn't whine or cry. I took a nap, never saw time out. All I can ask is why. Why am I being punished?
Have I been so bad?
I sat down to dinner and this is what I had. Boiled okra and spinach. It's dangerous. Fishy fish with a thousand bones cooked in asparagus. I'd rather eat boogers than black-eyed peas. I'd trade it all for a hamburger or a pizza with double cheese.
No anchovies.
No pepperonis and no mushrooms.
No black olives or any other rabbit food.
I've got an idea that's bound to work. You finish the spinach and the black-eyed peas, then I'll go get dessert. Ice cream or maybe a refrigerated candy bar. Ice cream with joy for a little piece of cake. Vegetables are very good for you. Eat your fish, eat your okra too. Clean your plate, it's easy, it's just a piece of cake. Ice cream. Vegetables are very good for you. Eat your fish, eat your okra too. Ice cream. Clean your plate, it's easy, it's just a piece of cake. Ice cream. Vegetables are very good for you. Your okra too.
Ice cream.
Clean your plate. It's easy. It's just a piece of cake. Boiled okra and spinach. It's dangerous. Fishy fish with a thousand bones cooked in asparagus. I'd rather eat boogers. Trade it off for a hamburger or a pizza with double cheese. I trade it off for a hamburger or a pizza with double cheese.
Trout fishing in America, and I wish to point out it was not me who said buggers. Oops. It was them. Oh, well. Boiled okra and spinach, the song, Annie was able to come up with noble, as in a noble gas, as the answer to aristocrat. And did anybody get the Herman Miller novel? I don't think so. Valance, it's spelled a little differently than valence, but that's the type of curtain that Jim had in mind. Still an excellent addition. We'll see if anybody knows the Herman Miller novel. Again, it's going to be something associated with chemistry. This would be a hot item.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Assemble, a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education based in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
I said Herman Miller, and no wonder no one's answering it. I misspoke. I have it written down correctly, but I read it wrong. It's Arthur Miller. Whew, sorry about that. Arthur Miller. You gonna get it right away now? My apologies for that one. Herman Miller is a furniture manufacturer. Well, it now shows that we're live. And now all of the answers are coming in. The Crucible, Mike and Jim both got that. Charlie mentioned isotope. That would have been good for The Springfield baseball team, I believe, is the Isotopes. But the Crucible from Arthur Miller, I should have caught that. Broadcasting live, indeed, from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Barney's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Oh, maybe, why can't you be true? Oh, maybe. Why could you be true? And I started out of doing them things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, saw Maybelline in the Coupe de Ville. Cadillac rolling on an open road, and nothing outrunning my V8. Cadillac doing about 95, a bumper to bumper and a side by side of Maybelline. Why could you be true? Oh, why could you be true? It done started out of doing them things you used to do. Well, the Cadillac pulled to 104 and the Ford got hot, I wouldn't do no more. Sun got cloudy and it started to rain, and it tooted my horn from the passing lane. Rainwater blowing all over my hood, and a little doodle my motor, got a Maybelline. Why could it be true? Why could it be true? And I started out of doing them things you used to do. Well, the motor cooled down and he went down, and that's when I heard that highway song. Cadillac looking like a tunnel lead, 150 had a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like setting still, and I caught a Maybelline at the top of the hill of Maybelline. Why could you be true? Oh, why could you be true? Done started out of doing them things you used to do. Oh, why could you be true? Well, I started off doing them things you used to do. Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Ooh, 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 Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started out of doing them things you used to do.
John Hartford, David Grisman, and Mike Seeger. Welcome to this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. Boy, there were a lot of problems with that very last clue I gave you. Arthur Miller, we're looking for the Arthur Miller work, the answer, the Crucible. I'm pretty sure I said novel, but it's a play. And thank you, Alan, for catching that. Jim got the right answer despite that, as did Mike. And Jim and Blackridge and Jim and Crafton. And that gets us up to date. Thanks for playing along. Our Youth Express Hour is about to begin, and we have some guests from Pittsburgh Musical Theater that are going to be joining us. And in addition, coming up after the bottom of the hour, we have some young playwrights from the City Theater Young Playwrights Festival. The only thing more we need for an enjoyable hour is your company. And I think we've got that. Stick around. You'll hear from Pittsburgh Musical Theater momentarily.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Bill in Sheraton, Bill, just said, how about a hot novel? That's Fahrenheit 451. Excellent. Thank you, Bill. And Bill, it was so good to see you a couple weeks ago. Here's hoping we'll get a chance to catch up. We're going to get Pittsburgh Musical Theater's sound check underway, and then you'll get a chance to learn about their production of Les Mis that's going to be coming up.
Shut. The doors on the bus go open and shut all through the town. The driver on the bus says, move on back. He says, move on back.
Move on back.
The driver on the bus says, move on back all through the town. The kids on the bus bounce up and down. They bounce up and down. They bounce up and down. The kids on the bus bounce up and down. All through the town.
The baby
on the bus goes, where, 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 where,
where.
Don't cry, baby.
The baby
on the bus goes, where, where, where. All through the town.
The mama
on the bus goes, hush, 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 hush. The mama on the bus goes, hush, hush. All through the town. The daddy on the bus says, I love you, I love you,
and I love you too.
The daddy on the bus says, I love you, all through the town. The wheels on the bus go round and round. They go round and round. They go round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round. All through the wheels on the bus go round and round. They go round and round. They go round, 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 round. The wheels on the bus go round and round. All through the town.
Where are we going?
All through the town.
Let's drive.
All through the
ba-do, 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 ba-do.
All through the town.
That is a group called Alex Ben and Company at the Saturday Light Brigade. We have people from Pittsburgh Musical Theater here with us today. I think I see entourages out there. I hope I do. Can you hear okay? I want to be sure that you can hear who we're about to present to you. We will talk about Les Mis school edition after you hear a selection from the play. It's going to be at the Byam Theater, the musical is, on November 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And you're going to get a chance first to listen to two cast members with the song, Max Milligan, who is a senior at Shaler Area High School, and Luca Boudreau, who is in 10th grade at Pine Richland High School. So now our chance to take a listen to them.
Valjean, at last, we see each other plain. Monsieur le Maire, you'll wear a different chain.
Before you say another word, Javert, before you chain me up like a slave again, listen to me, there is something I must do. This woman leaves behind a suffering child. There is none but me who can intercede. In mercy's name, 3 days are all I need. Then I'll return, I pledge my word. Then I'll return.
You must think me mad. I've hunted you across the years. Men like you can never change. A man such as you.
Believe in me, what you will. There is a duty that I'm sworn to do. You know nothing of my life. All I did was steal some bread.
My duty to the law. You have no rights. Come with me to 4601. Now
but not
the wheel
before
has
I
turned
see
around. Jean Valjean is nothing now. Dare
I am
you talk
warning
to me
you, Javert. I'm a stronger man by far. There
every
is power
is born
in me, yet
sin.
My race
every
has not yet
run. His way.
I am warning you, Javert.
I was born inside a jail. I was born with scum like
you.
I am from the gutter, too.
I swear to you tonight.
There is no place for you to hide.
Your child will live within my care.
Wherever you may hide away.
And I will raise her to the light.
I swear to you, I will be there.
Max Milligan and Luca Boudreau, bravo. Come on over and sit around the table. We'll give you a little walking music to get you over. And we'll chat a bit about the show coming up. Quinn Patrick Shannon is here too. Please join us. And what a great job they did. I'd like to get to know both of you a little bit better. Max, tell me about yourself.
Well,
hang on, Max. It would help if I turned on a microphone. That's totally me, Chad, not you. Let's do that again.
All right.
Well, oh, hang on. Now it's not me yet. Hang on. Here we go.
Who knows? Maybe the problem was me.
No, it was definitely me. We're trying to... Let's see, Pittsburgh Musical Theater is, testing in real world, you know, situations. We're testing you. I know that because, full disclosure, I'm on the board of Pittsburgh Musical Theater. And this is, you know, folks don't realize this is a professional theater company. Mm-hmm. This happens to be a production that has a lot of students in it, but people that are in the conservatory, which is Quinn Patrick Shannon's, he's the director of the conservatory, up here in musicals alongside Equity actors, and it's wonderful. Now let's have you talk about yourself. Your mic is working. We can all hear you.
So, yeah, I'm Max Milligan. This is actually my first year at PMT. I just joined this semester, and it's been really great. I mean, I've always been into musicals. I've always performed in them, but I've never been in something this awesome before. This is pretty cool.
I'm very curious. How is it as a first year? Because there, I know, are folks. Well, let me ask Luca, how long have you been involved with Pittsburgh Musical Theater?
I've been at PMT since about 2017, so I've been here for a long 6 years.
Yeah, so Max, what was it like coming in, you know, without having, you know, with having so many people that had been there for a long time?
It was very intimidating at first. I mean, everybody's so talented. It's insane. But once I got comfortable with everything and I really started learning, it's been great. I mean, I've improved so much in, like, I don't know, 3-4-ish weeks. It's insane. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity of everything, and everybody's so nice.
It's nice to be alongside people that help you be your best. You don't even know that it's happening, in any situation, whether it be performing or just even at work, or people that are pleasant, or people rub off on you. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more with Luca in a minute. But Max, you mentioned a long interest in musical theater and performing. Does it go back to when you were really young?
So my first show I was in was actually in sixth grade. I was in Annie Kids, and I played President Roosevelt / Angry Man. and, you know, it was great because I've always wanted to do musicals. I've seen my other siblings perform in them. And at my school district, our music department's pretty great. We put on good shows. And I've seen my sister in the, like, high school productions. And so as soon as I could get into something, I did. And I've stuck with it since. And, you know, I think I've done pretty much every show at Shaler since sixth grade, and that's kind of been it for me, although I did try some outside of school theater. This is, like, the biggest step I've taken outside of school, but, you know, it's been great. I've played a few good roles here and there, but, yeah.
Excellent, and do you want to give any shout-outs to some of those siblings or anybody else that you mentioned?
My sister Kelly Milligan. Yeah, I looked up to her. I look up to her so much. She's fantastic. I love her. And my older brother, Brian Milligan, as well. He's been in choir, so they definitely inspired me to, you know, try it.
Excellent. And what else do you like to do?
This is going to sound weird, but I love roller coasters. So I'm crazy about them. I mean, like, I could tell you anything about them. Don't test me on that, but.
Do you have a favorite at Kennywood?
The Phantom's Revenge, easily. Best one.
It's not one I've been on. This Phantom's Revenge, do you go upside down?
You
on
don't.
That?
No.
It's just a big drop?
Yeah, it's just a big drop.
I could do that.
Yeah. No, it's so fun. It's easy.
If you go upside down, not going to do it. But
yeah.
But fast is fine. Let's turn over to Luca Bedreau. Now tell me more about yourself.
Hi, my name is Luca Bedreau. I'm 15 years old, and I go to Pinehurst High School. And just like Max, I've been into musicals for a very long time. My parents are actually musicians, so as long as I can remember, I've been going to shows where they were playing in the pit, and watching the actors on stage was just so inspiring, so magical to a 5-year-old. And when I was about 7, I got into a little community theater, and then after 2 years, I finally joined PMT, and I just fell in love, and I've been here for the past 6 years.
Now, what makes PMT a place where you want to be, that you want to be? There's a lot of choices you've got as to what you're going to do with your time this morning, with your time when you're there during the week. Does it boil down to a few specific things for people that have no idea?
I think it's almost everything. The mentors are great. The people and students there are great, and also PMT gives you lots of opportunities, whether it be in the fall where you can do teen shows or in the spring where you can do professional shows. I think it offers a wide variety of opportunities for you to really showcase your talent.
good to know and hear. Do you have any shout outs to pass along?
My sister, Gabby, and my two parents, mom and dad. Love you.
And roller coasters was the thing that Max identified. Do you have anything that you have a passion for besides theater and performing, or just something you enjoy doing?
Yeah, so I live on a farm, so I really like gardening. I have a bunch of gardens, and I love throughout the year gardening, whether it be vegetables or flowers, and I don't know, I'm just really immersed in that farm life, and I love animals too.
You know, I didn't realize that Pine Richland High School included Mars, and is that, you're in Mars?
Yeah, so I live in like kind of a midpoint between every community possible, Cranberry, Seven Fields, Pinerson, Mars. But I think I live closest to Pinerson, but for some reason I'm classified as living in Mars.
Yeah, I was looking. I know the Mars area quite well, and it's amazing. Even though bustling Cranberry is not far, there are still some beautiful farms that are out in that area too. Do you have animals, like chickens and stuff?
Yeah, we do. We have about 30 chickens and 2 goats. We're more of a crop farm. We rent our fields out to people, and then they use it, and then we can just steal all the vegetables we want. It's really nice.
Oh, very nice. Steal all the vegetables?
Oh, well, not steal. I'd say borrow.
Borrow vegetables. Because you're going to be missing a goat if you're not careful. Somebody's going to get your goat. So when you... Let's, Quinn, you might want to slip on some headphones just to be sure you can hear okay. Quinn Patrick Shannon is here, and you've got to be really proud of these guys.
Yeah, I really am. They sound amazing. I am deathly afraid of roller coasters, Max. I didn't know you were an enthusiast.
How do you feel about goats?
I love goats. Me and my wife had an Airbnb years ago that was on a little like goat farm. And we played with some baby goats, and they like jumped up on our backs and stuff. It was really cute. So
I knew about the chickens because I've been on, say, Myoma Road. You know where Myoma Road is, maybe. We're out at Mars, and I turn, and all of a sudden there's chickens crossing the road, literally. So there's some nice country out there. So. We'll talk about Les Mis in a minute, but what should people know about Pittsburgh Musical Theater? There's still opportunities to get involved, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, our mission is pretty clear in that, you know, we encourage young people to perform alongside with professionals. That's kind of, you know, one of the main things we do. Our education's terrific. We are in the middle of our fall semester right now. Our spring semester opens December 5th. That'll be online, and yeah, you know, we got some High School Musical Junior coming up in February for our younger students. We have a great dance emphasis program in the spring. We have an advanced program, which these two are part of, called TPIP, our Team Performance Intensive Program. That's also part of Tales and Treats, which is a mini theater company that is, sort of, they do all the producing, the directing, sometimes they write their own stuff, but it's all student run. And at the end of the semester, they have a performance, about a 30-minute piece. This semester, it is Pirates 2, the musical. Yes, there is a first one, and it's fantastic, and they did it last year. So, and Luke is actually part of it as well. So,
one thing, the reason I became a fan of Pittsburgh Musical Theater. I've seen a lot of youth theater and dance companies, and Pittsburgh Musical Theater works very hard to put people of all abilities and backgrounds into the mix. You could be part of advanced programs with trajectories like Max and Luca mm-hmm. have if they wish to eventually pursue musical theater as a career. But there are other people who simply want to do it for the love of it or who want to learn. And to me, that's really important because theater and music should be for everybody. Mm-hmm. So it's not a case. You might have to audition to have a role in a production, but there's got to be something at your own level, right? No matter where
you
are.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I always say, one of the first things I always say is I love basketball, and I say not everyone's going to be LeBron James, but you can all have an amazing path. So I think, like, you know, growing up for me, I played a lot of basketball. I played some sports, but I also did theater, and I always say theater is my favorite team sport because it really is that. It teaches you leadership and, you know, public speaking and confidence and, you know, communication, all those values that we also teach through a team sport. So, so yeah, we kind of nurture that at PMT. I mean, some of my best students are ones that might not necessarily do this for a living, but they're going to find other paths, you know, and I encourage every kid to kind of find their path. And I think that's a really special thing we do. We also create a really safe space, and more importantly, and most importantly, we encourage everyone to have fun. So
Max and Luca, can we talk about the parts you play in Les Mis, and maybe just a little bit about the setting and the plot so people will know what to expect?
All right, well, I play Jean Valjean, and he's a character who struggles a lot with, like, how he's perceived, like, especially as a person. He is at first a criminal, but he just stole a loaf of bread for his family, and he's arrested. And throughout the entire show, it kind of experiments with the fact that you can be morally correct but lawfully wrong. And I think that that's such a beautiful redemption arc throughout the entire story. It's really great. Yeah.
That's a great message or a takeaway. And we're talking about Les Mis School Edition, which is at the Byam Theater. Luca, do you want to tell us about your role and anything to add about the musical and its messages?
Yeah, so I play Javert, the police inspector, who basically looks over Jean Valjean when he's in jail. And when Jean Valjean breaks parole, he makes it his life's mission to capture and put him in prison. And so his entire purpose and objective is to capture him. Throughout the musical, he is commanded by the law, and it's his duty, and so he believes that what he is doing is right via the law and his duty.
So you guys are at odds with one another, yet both have a commitment to doing what's right as defined by you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And now it opens on November 2nd and runs the 3rd and the 4th. Those shows are at 7:30. And then the 4th and 5th, there are 2 p.m. shows at the Byam Theater downtown. And I understand the Pittsburgh Kappa will be providing a 60 or so instrument orchestra. Am I right about that?
Yeah, Larry, there's actually 100 students involved total.
Wow.
Yeah, probably more than that. So about 50 in the pit playing all the instruments, and up to, I think 65 or 70 on stage.
This is an annual
Pittsburgh Musical Theater.
It's an annual production that gets lots of students involved.
Yeah. And it's presented in partnership with the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, too. So.
And, wow, you guys are going to have a huge audience of parents as well as the general public, too. We only have another minute or two left. I can't believe it. Max, Luca, have you thought about what you want to do after you get out of high school?
There's a lot to think about. I mean, it's been kind of, for me, I've always wanted to be a teacher since I was really young, which is kind of crazy, but I discovered my love for theater, and now I want to pursue it, you know, and right now it's a vigorous process. There's so many freaking auditions and songs and stuff you have to learn, but, you know, if it's truly right for me, it'll happen.
And, you know, it's not a linear trajectory. You can try different things and figure it out. What about for you, Luca?
Yeah, same with Max. I also wanted to be a teacher, specifically a history teacher. I've just always wanted to do that with my life, but theater has also been a huge aspect of my life too. So maybe, I don't know, when I'm older, I'd be a teacher in the day and then do small community theater at night to balance them out.
You guys have it figured out, or a good plan, I think, to look forward to. So the Pittsburgh Musical Theater's production of Les Mis School Edition at the Byam Theater opens November 2nd with shows on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at 7:30, then the 4th and the 5th matinees at 2 o'clock both days. Anything else anyone would like to mention? PittsburghMusicals.com is how you can get more information.
Yeah, you can also purchase tickets at PittsburghMusicals.com too. So
excellent. Thanks to all of you for being here.
Thanks, Larry.
Today, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Pittsburgh Musical Theater. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Why don't you do it in a circle, do it in a square, do it in a tux or in your underwear? Nobody's watching, nobody cares, just get up there and dance. Why don't you do it with your feet, do it with your hands, do it to a record or the Rhythm Boys band? What about a boogie, don't you understand? Just get out there and dance. You gotta get up there, get in the groove. Oh, let things get loose, let everything move. Your head starts a-bobbing, your toes start a-tapping, your hands start a-clapping. Now anything can happen. You can step it to the left, step it to the right. Your shoulders start to shimmy with your hips all night. As long as you're doing it, you're doing it right. Just get out there and dance. Or you can do it in the morning or in the afternoon, underneath the chandelier or underneath the moon. Don't have any music, just hum yourself a tune. Just get out there and dance. Or you can do it to a polka, do it to a waltz, do it in a line to some guy shouting calls. If you're not having fun, your own silly thought. Just get out there and dance. You gotta get up there, get in the groove. Oh, let things get loose, let your whole self move. Your head starts a-bobbing, your toes start a-tapping, your hands start a-clapping. Now anything can happen. You can step it to the left, step it to the right. Your shoulders start to shimmy with your hips all night. As long as you're doing it, you're doing it right. Just get up. Dance on the carpet and cut yourself a rug. Do it often enough, you're gonna catch that bug. Just get out there and dance. You can learn from Arthur Murray or Dancing with the Stars. Learn from Fred Astaire. Learn from Ginger Rogers. Learn from young people and learn from old codgers. Just to get out there and dance. You gotta get out there, get in the groove. Bobbing, your toes start a tapping, your hands start a clapping. Now anything can happen. You can step it to the left, step it to the right. Your shoulders start to shimmy with your hips all night. As long as you're doing it, you're doing it right. Just get out there and dance. Just get out there and dance.
heard that song by Tim O'Brien, perhaps. There it's done by Gordy Crazy Legs McKeeman from Canada. Get out there and dance. In just a moment, we are going to do something we've been doing for 20-plus years. That's celebrating the City Theater Young Playwrights Festival. You're going to get a chance to meet three of this year's honorees and hear about the plays they created as part of the festival and learn about how you can actually hear readings or see productions of those plays.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
A quick note that this coming Thursday is a special day all across the country. Lights On After School is the day, and like other organizations with after-school programs, SLB will be holding a special event. You're invited to stop by, tour our studios and space, and take a look at our weekly open mic night. This week, it will take on a Halloween theme between 4 and 6 on Thursday, October 26th. I am told there will be spooky snacks, a costume contest, improvised collaborations, as well as performances up by teens that are with us. You can come for the first time if you're a teen and join us. You can come and lurk. And, of course, people of all ages are welcome as we celebrate Lights On After School, October 26th, Thursday, 4 to 6. No reservations needed. Just come on, and you can find more details at slbradio.org/open studio. Now we're going to talk about the Young Playwrights Festival, and I think before we delve deeper into the plays, I'm just going to ask everybody here to introduce yourself, perhaps tell us your age, the school you go to, and if you have any shout outs or acknowledgments, this is the perfect time to do it. And I'm going to start with Cherish.
Yeah, hi, I'm Cherish. I'm 16. I go to Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. I'd say the person I would like to shout out would be my playwriting teacher that I had last year, Mr. Sean DeRemus, who helped me write my play and gave me a lot of inspiration.
Hi, yes, my name is Bella. I go to Keystone Oaks Middle School. I'm in eighth grade, and I would like to shout out my English teacher, Miss Connolly, and my playwright teacher, Miss Monica.
Hi, I'm Tyler DeFalla. I'm a ninth grader in the Belvern Area High School right now. I'm 14 years old. I wrote my play in middle school. I'd like to shout out my English teacher, Miss Frau, and our playwright teacher, Ace, and my parents, Jackie and Steve DeFalla, and my grandparents, Monica and Mark Isidorchek, for taking me here.
And hi, I'm Katie Trupiano. I'm the Director of Education and Accessibility at City Theater Company.
Let's talk a little bit about the Young Playwrights Contest and Festival to begin with. Are you all first-time entrants in this? So what got you interested in entering? Did a teacher encourage you? You must have had some of your own drive and desire to create a play too. Just jump in if you want to tell us about what motivated you to get involved.
Okay, so my play was a required assignment for my class, and I wasn't
motivation.
Yeah. And I wasn't expecting to win, but I had to get a grade on it, so I had to turn it in for it. Yeah.
For me, I also had, it was an assignment for my class to just altogether write a play. I had playwriting both semesters, which doesn't usually happen, but with the way my academic classes worked out, I had it both semesters. And after writing my play in the first semester, my teacher really enjoyed it, and he encouraged me to tweak it a little bit, make it more presentable, and he encouraged me to submit it to the competition.
Mine was also for a required assignment. in our English class, we did just writing plays for the Young Playwrights Festival, and I never expected mine to win anything. I wrote it just to get it done, I guess, but I did really want to do it. It was something new for me, and here I am.
You did want to do it?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
I just wanted to be sure. So what's different about writing, beyond the obvious, what's different about writing a play? I'm sure you've all written poetry and prose far more often than writing a play. Was it hard to adapt to that? And what did you find to be challenging about it?
I think writing, like the difference between writing a play and then writing like an essay or a poem for a class is there was a lot more creativity and looseness for me to do what I wanted to do and embrace my creativity within my play. Although it was really hard knowing like how many incredible things have been written movie-wise and play-wise, and just trying to create something that was my own, it didn't seem similar to something that was already written.
That was Cherish. And let me turn to Bella and Tyler. Any other thoughts?
For me, playwriting is different than writing an essay because I had to put more thought into it. Like, normally with an essay, I can just, like write it, like, with flow and that stuff. I don't really have to put, like, think a lot. But with the play, I had to actually think about, like, the outcome of, like, the events and, like, what would happen.
Yeah, I would think that the destination might need to be really discreet and understood more, although I've never written a play, so I'm not sure. Tyler, what do you think?
I feel like writing a play is, like, there's more, like Cherish said, there's more, like, freedom, I guess, and, like, there's more creativity you can put into it. It's like I was writing something that was happening. Like, I always thought as I was writing it, I'm really bad at planning things. I'm just going to say it now. I can't plan writing. So I was writing things on the fly. I was thinking of, like, what happens as I'm writing it. Like, I was envisioning the story in my head. So I was putting down, like, actions and stuff. And it feels like there's a lot more freedom in, like, writing, like, a story or a novel or, like, a poem. It just feels like there's a lot more things I can put into it.
So is your process kind of spontaneous?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how about you two? Would you say it's that way, or are you more deliberate?
Mine was definitely very spontaneous. I mean, I would get into class. Oftentimes, I would be watching, like, one of my shows on TV or whatever it was on my phone, but then I would just have, like, something inside me, like, just, like, clicked, and I was like, oh, I need to start writing, and I would get my computer out and just start writing.
Yeah, mine was also very spontaneous. It was a very last-second idea, too. I didn't have a lot of ideas at all.
And look at the three of you. You've been honored by doing this. And I think there's probably a lot of truth to it. It's hard to get started sometimes or to be so formal. And maybe the key is you just get something out. And then I'm sure you all redrafted it and kept working on it afterwards. Let's learn about each of your plays. Before we do that, I'm just going to turn to Katie. Can you talk a little bit about the process? When were these entries made? And then I think each of the playwrights ended up working with a dramaturg as well.
Yeah, that's correct. So March 31st is our deadline every year for the contest. So we received over 250 submissions in the spring of 2023, and all of those submissions get sent out to a volunteer literary committee who reads them and gives us evaluations, and then we look at all of those evaluations and we decide which ones we think we should produce at City Theater, and we choose three middle school and three high school plays to be produced. So there's six plays in the festival total. And then we assign the winning playwrights a dramaturg who works like a playwriting coach to help these students make sure that their story that they want to share is the one that's coming across in rehearsal.
It's amazing. So there were 250 entries and only six picked to be produced, and you three are among those six. That's got to be a really proud moment. How are selected playwrights notified?
I get to call them, which is like my favorite part of the job. And I don't know if you know this, Larry, but kids don't really answer their phones these days.
Yes, I've heard that. I've heard that.
So I leave a lot of voicemails, if they even have a voicemail set up.
They usually do. Any of you really listen to your voicemails?
No.
Okay, they're nodding their head. But.
And then if I don't get through on the voicemail, I usually text, and I'm like, hi, this is Katie. I'd like to produce your play. Can you please call me?
How did each of you feel when that call came in? Did any of you take it live, or did you? I see that Cherish is nodding her head.
I was actually still in school when I got the call. My phone started ringing. Normally, we're not allowed to answer our phones. It was towards the end of the day. I told my teacher, I was like, oh, I think I'm getting a phone call from a family member. I answer it, and I hear that I won. I start crying, like, of tears of joy, because I just honestly didn't expect to win and receive the call. And all my teachers start coming into the classroom. All my classmates are like, what's going on? And I'm like, I won. And then my playwriting teacher came in, and he starts jumping up and down.
Aww.
And my acting teacher, Mr. Schaller, he came in, and we told him, and they were all just so excited, and I was in tears of joy. I was really excited.
What about you?
I actually didn't answer the calls. I had to find out through text, and actually, I didn't actually read the text until my teacher told me that I won. So they had to contact my teacher to tell me that I won, and whenever she told me, I didn't actually know what that meant, so I'm like, oh my gosh, I won, but I didn't know, I thought, they would, I'm a finalist is, they choose from, there's, 12, and then they choose 6.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm going to, they're going to send me a $10 Eden Park gift card or something. But, no, your play ends up getting staged and before an audience, which is amazing. What about for you, Tyler?
I'm going to be honest. I did answer the call, and I thought it was a scammer. So I sang to the call, and then I hung up, and then I was called again. And I was like, well, should I really answer again? So I just go to voicemail because I had no clue who it was. And then I got the voicemail. I was like, oh, that's what it's for. So I called back when I got home because I was on the bus with my friends. And I was really excited. I was literally running around my dining room. And I was telling everyone I know. I was like, guys, I just won the Playwrights Festival. So that was really fun to know.
And, I've done that too. I get a lot of calls, and sometimes I'll just say what it'll end up being somebody I should not have spoken to that way, and I'd have to backpedal a little bit and correct myself. So I bet you had a lot of fun making those calls, Katie.
It was definitely a good group between Cherish's screaming and the the singing, and it was an exciting year for phone calls.
So let's talk a little bit about each of your plays. They're only going to be available for you to consume as an audience on next weekend, October 28th and 29th. And we'll tell you more about the details in a moment. But I'd like if each of you could just give us a little kind of synopsis of at least what the setting is, maybe the characters, just a flavor of what happens in each of your plays, and the name, too. Anybody want to jump in?
I guess I will.
Yeah, go ahead.
My play is called The Silver Stamp Letters. It's about this girl named Lorraine who gets these, letters, but the letters are play scripts. So it's kind of like you're watching a play inside of a play, and it's been happening, before the actual play is set. So, she gets these letters, and it's what happened the day before. It's, her thoughts and everything she did the day before. So it's, really creepy. But one day, she gets one that's the day coming up. So it's, everything that's going to happen that hasn't actually happened yet. So the whole point of the play is her trying to figure out what's happening with her best friend, Spencer.
Wow, that is kind of creepy. So she gets every day in the mail kind of a script based on what happened to her already the day before. But then suddenly it changes to instead predict what's going to happen the next day.
Yeah, because she gets this letter in the morning, and she's reading it, and she's going through it, because she always reads them just to see what happened the day before. It's the conversation she just had, and the conversation she walked, and going to get the mail, and how she walked outside and grabbed the letter. So she's like, oh, whoa, that's weird. That's not supposed to happen.
That's a neat concept, and it is called, again?
The Silver Stamp Letters.
The Silver Stamp Letters. And who's next?
I'll go.
Okay.
My play is called Change is Challenging, and it's about a girl named Audrina who has really dead hair, and she gets into a fight with her friend, and after the fight with her friend, her hair comes alive, and her hair eventually convinces her to cut off her hair.
Her hair actually literally starts talking.
Yeah, it does.
And says, set me free or get rid of me, or...
It's basically saying, like, cut off your hair, it's so dead, like... It shouldn't be there anymore. There's no point.
Interesting. And its name again?
Change is Challenging.
Change is Challenging. I almost want to ask if the hair comes off or not, but I won't, because that's important. What an interesting... Both of you are taking some pretty almost science fiction type directions. Let's hear what Cherish did.
Yeah, my play is called The Trolley. It's called Trolley. And there's three characters, Spirit, Drea, and Charles. And it's basically Drea passes away, and she wakes up in this place called The Middle, and she gets told by Spirit that she has to do a morality test in order to decide whether she will go to the above or the below. But she's competing against another person, Charles, and they get told by Spirit that only one of them can make it to the above, and then the other will get sent to the below.
What interesting concepts all of these are. And I believe these are going to be read by professional actors. They can't be fully produced with, or are they? I'm looking at Katie. Are they fully produced this year?
They are, yeah. They are fully produced. So they have professional director, professional designers, professional actors, all up on our stage at the Lilly Theater at City Theater.
Now, that's new. In the past, I think, some of them would just be read.
Yeah, so we do have a small, we have three plays this year that we consider our honorable mention readings. And so they'll be staged readings by our university partners. But the winners receive full productions.
So you guys, have you been to rehearsals yet already? So you're going to see these professional actors and set designers bringing your words to life and your stories to life. That's pretty amazing to think of that. Now, I believe your plays, well, on October 28th, a week from today, the high school plays are at 1 o'clock. Yours are all middle schools. Maybe not.
Cherish has a high school play.
That's right, because I know Tyler, although you're in ninth grade, you wrote yours
in eighth grade.
So if you want to see Cherish's play called Trolley, that's part of the 1 o'clock series on October 28th. And Bella's and Tyler's plays are part of the 6 p.m. Showings. And then it's reversed on Sunday the 29th. The middle school plays are at 1, and the high school plays are at 6. You actually could see them all.
Yes.
You know, see the 1 o'clock plays, go grab a bite. I hear there are restaurants on Pittsburgh's south side. And then you could come back and see it. And do you need to get tickets in
advance? Yeah, yeah. So it makes for a great double feature, for sure, if you want to come to all the plays. So if you go to our website, www.citytheatercompany.org, you can find the link for tickets for the Young Playwrights Festival. Tickets are $10 a person, but if you do want to come see both the middle school and the high school, you can order tickets for both and get $5 off. So it's $15 for both shows.
Do any of you want to say anything else about your play or any additional thank yous or anything you meant to say that you wanted to?
I would also like to thank my mom and dad, Missy and Brian, for helping me with my play.
Excellent. Go ahead.
I'd like to thank my friends Lila and Levi, who were the two people that really inspired me to write the play.
I'd like to thank my friend Gemma for actually helping me, like, come up with the name for Lorraine, and my friend Megan for reading over it and giving me suggestions.
Oh, sorry. I would also like to thank my actual inspiration for the play, Lily, for helping me with the idea.
And can I shout out the rest of our playwrights, too?
Of course, please.
Yeah, so we're missing, there's also Maddie, who wrote Good Soup, and Andrew Hall, who wrote Of Birds and Worms, and Danielle Swearingen, who wrote, Danielle, I'm so sorry if you're listening. She wrote One Hell of an Intern. So they're all really, really wonderful, and they're going to be a great show.
The titles themselves,
they're so good.
Really make you want to go and see this place. Can I ask you something unrelated? If I gave you a magic wand and you could change something in the world or in the community or anywhere, what's one thing you might use it for? Any ideas? I'll give you a minute to think while I recap that you can learn more at citytheater.culturaldistrict.org is a place to go. It's the City Theater Young Playwrights Festival, Saturday, October 28th. The high school shows at 1, the middle school shows at 6. Sunday, the 29th, the middle school shows at 1, the high school shows at 6. And it's I'm so happy that City Theater's done this for all the years that this has been going on. And it's going to be sooner than we know it for the next contest, right?
Yeah, so if anyone has an idea for a play and they want to submit it to our contest, you can submit it by March 31st in 2024. And there's all the information you need on our website under the Young Playwrights Contest. That can help you submit. And everyone who submits gets feedback from the literary committee. So you'll hear from us no matter what.
So if you're a teacher and want to force your students to write a play, or if you're a student and want to jump right in, it's open to kids in 8th through 12th?
7th through 12th
grade. 7th through 12th. Mm-hmm. So get involved in the website. There would be simply citytheater.org?
citytheatercompany.org.
citytheatercompany.org. Now, no pressure on magic wand usage. It's meant to be fun, not to be something you need to worry about getting right or anything. Anybody come up with a...
I'll go.
Okay.
Okay. I know this might sound weird, but I would have Chick-fil-A be open on Sundays.
There you go. That was Bella's wish.
I want $1 million.
$1 million. I like it. That's the magic wand use.
I don't know. Maybe I'd probably go with money as well.
Money. I would go for another 2 magic wands, maybe. But these are all good wishes. Katie, do you have a wish?
Oh man, I have lots of wishes. I think we'll keep it City Theater focused and say I wish that everyone could come see the Young Playwrights Festival.
Well, I hope you'll get lots of folks coming. Thank you for coming. I know it's a busy day on a Saturday morning. Thanks. And check out the Youth Media Center if you haven't already. We'd love to see you come back sometime. The City Theater Young Playwrights Festival, our pleasure to have all of you here. Learn more at citytheatercompany.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM Keysport, KRDP Indy Community Radio Phoenix, Loudspeaker 1 Fort Collins, Colorado, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
What kind of cat hangs out in your house?
House cat.
What kind of cat hangs out in the alley?
Alley cat.
What kind of cat is a chocolate candy bar?
Kitty cat.
Yeah. What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you? Gets harder. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of cat has the first name of Tom?
Tomcat.
What kind of cat is really, really scared?
Scared cat.
What kind of cat hangs out at the copy shop?
Copy cat.
What kind of cat is actually a fish?
Fish cat.
What kind of cat steals things at night?
Cat burglar.
What kind of cat hangs out with Batman?
Robin.
No, Robin is a bird.
Catwoman.
Yeah. What kind of cat has 1,000 legs?
Caterpillar.
What kind of cat is a big expensive car?
Cadillac.
What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you the clues. What kind of cat are you? Two finger clap. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of cat is a great big disaster?
Catastrophe.
What kind of cat is an even bigger disaster?
Cataclysm.
What kind of cat rhymes with that and is a long religious recitation?
Catechism.
What kind of cat is connected to the engineer car?
Catalytic converter.
Uh-huh. What kind of cat facilitates a chemical reaction?
Catalyst.
What kind of cat is a group of things that are similar?
Categories.
What kind of cat comes in the mail from Sears?
Catalog.
Yep. And what kind of cat is a whole bunch of cows?
Cattle.
Yeah. What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you? Two finger clap. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of cat throws stuff over the wall of a castle?
Catapult.
What kind of cat is tunnels under the castle?
Catacomb.
What kind of cat floats on two pontoons?
Catamaran.
And what kind of cat takes a picture of the inside of your body?
Cat scan. Yeah.
What kind of cat obscures your vision?
Cataract.
What kind of cat's being followed by a moon shadow?
Cat Stevens.
What kind of cat is the capital of Nepal?
Kathmandu.
Yeah. And what kind of cat carries your golf clubs?
Caddy.
Woo. What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you? That's all my clues. The song is through.
Billy Jones, and I never cease to laugh at some of the puns that are given there, and I appreciate them. I hope you do too. And I am excited that we are going to have a great live band join us shortly. We're getting them ready and set up. They are Batena. And we'll learn more about them, but their roots include Scottish and Irish and Canadian music. We'll have Olean pipes and whistles, bouzouki, mandocello, banjo, mandolin, guitar, a whole mix of instruments, all part of today's Saturday Light Brigade, and all coming up momentarily.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
If you missed any of last week's segments, you can go to neighborhoodvoices.org to hear them again. And they included conversations with the Powder Mill Avian Research Center, Allegheny Observatory, Meadowcroft Rock Shelter and Historic Village, 7th grade pianist and Pittsburgh Concert Society honoree Benjamin Lynn, 8th grade Animal Friends volunteer Josie Farenhold, and live performance and conversation with Aaron Lefevre, who shared some phenomenal instrumental